This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I will be on with Spiegel and Holmes today at 5 o'clock is when that hit will go down.
Thanks, Mark. I know you gave us the premium stuff. They get the secondhand stuff.
Of course. That's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get paid to be on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Wow.
You sometimes like to come on here and just kind of make waves, whatever. I get what you're doing.
Did you look at that? Did you look at that?
No.
The leftovers. It's not just a segment anymore, Speaks.
The others.
Is what we are.
Give me the loot.
This segment with Mark Grody is sponsored by his Illinois State University. Create your legacy at Illinois State University. By the way, speaking of creating a legacy, Brock Spack and the Redbirds are taking on UC Davis in the FCS quarterfinals this weekend. Go Birds.
Brock Spack to Michigan. Thoughts?
I mean, it's actually not crazy.
I think it is.
He would probably as defensive coordinator.
Okay.
That's a guy that's got a lot of... he's got Big Ten stuff, Big Ten cred. So.
I bet if we had Brock Spack on the show, he would give us his best stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He wouldn't like hold it for some other show.
Every time I interview Brock Spack, I get the best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have...
He's the only Illinois State Hall of Famer that I recognize.
Yeah, me too.
Him and Ronji.
Oh, man. Now it's war. You guys, let me just say this. You guys have never once offered me the opportunity to be the third host on a show 3 days a week. The other show did. They gave me 3 days and the third voice on their show.
It's pretty big.
What are you guys giving me?
We're giving you the Bears hit every day at 5 o'clock.
Bears.
That's what we give you. You know, the most listened to probably hour on the station.
Really?
That's what we're doing.
Wow.
Have you seen the December book from last year?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
But all right. Bears.
Anyway, Groats, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming back and making it here into the studio.
Yes, absolutely. I'm happy to be here. I think that you guys should give me a little bit of credit for that.
I was surprised. I did not know that you were going to be in studio.
I wasn't sure if I was going to make it either.
Also, I got to say, I like the down vest that goes underneath the down coat.
Which is over the Dublin McGregor t-shirt.
Oh, hell yes.
They switched the samples.
That place is a monster, I tell you, Devlin McGregor. So know your fugitive, everybody. It was a strange day at the hall today. The reason that I was able to come back, park my car in my parking garage at my place, and then walk 25 minutes to be with you guys in studio. Am I getting my HOF back now, Lawrence? You hearing me right now? Are you going to recognize me?
That's pretty badass.
That's pretty badass. This is why I was literally sweating it out a little bit as I walked on the cold streets of Chicago. I was the guy that was sweating. But it was a weird day today because the Bears did not hold a real practice today. There was a walkthrough. We didn't get to see any of it. And this was a day in which there was first Wednesday that I can remember, except for maybe like a weird week where you're playing on a Friday, you're playing on a Monday or a Sunday night. No open locker room today either. So we were able to split basically 2:30 or so. So there's the why for that. And the reason is the Bears are conserving. This is that time of the season where the injuries start to pile up and they allow guys to rest a little bit. I think they will have a full practice tomorrow. But we do have some voices to bring you today beyond the head coach, Ben Johnson. We've got Caleb Williams and Kevin Byard. And I will start with Caleb Williams and his desire to indeed have the ball in his hands at the ends of games in all clutch spots, despite what happened in Green Bay this past week.
There's not another moment, another player, another situation. In those moments, I feel like the ball should be in my hand. And that's how I felt as a kid. That's how I still feel today. That's how I felt on Sunday in that moment. And so, feel great. It kind of goes to the MJ quote where, he missed how many game winners, and, the Kobe where he took the game winner, and tried to, versus the Jazz and all of them back then. It's like, you're going to take those shots, and that's the type of mindset I have, that I'll take those shots and I'll roll with the punches if I do miss, and that's what happened. And so you move on from it, and when that moment comes up again, I think 9 times out of 10 that I'll hit. And so that's my mentality, that's how I feel about it, and just got to give Cole a better ball in that moment, but other than that, roll with the punches if it doesn't roll your way.
I like that. I mean, you got to be the clutch guy and you got to want it. He keeps saying give Cole a better ball. Did he say at any point that he's got to throw it earlier? Because that seems to be the accepted wisdom from Ben and from others.
The consensus is that the play call was fine if Caleb just lets the ball go like he did last week against the Eagles.
Right, or at least, either way, once the play is called, he's got to do that. Did he speak to the timing of it, or has he just kept saying, give him a better ball?
Yeah, just give him a better ball. That was the thing, and he did utter that too, at least 2 times during the post-game press conference, and my guess is, Spiegs, is that when Ben Johnson and Caleb went through the review and he gave him all of his critiques, that it became even more clear at that point that Caleb needed to give him a better ball, and that's what Ben Johnson has been doing all year. When Caleb makes a mistake, he is straightforward with him, and then consequently Caleb tends to be straightforward with us.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch this dynamic. We've talked a lot about Caleb's accuracy on this show. Did it yesterday, and then earlier on today, and a couple other things, and how that's going to work. And Caleb talked about his accuracy today.
He did, and the question that I asked him was, I just gave him a chance, because we all talk about Caleb, we all critique Caleb, so I said through 12 games so far this year, that'd be 13 games, right? If my math
that is correct.
Yeah, 9-4 is 13 indeed. How would you critique yourself, Caleb, is essentially what I asked.
Caleb, through 13 games this season, are there one or two things that
there it is.
You specifically want to get better at within the game?
Yeah, starting faster for myself, and then the other one would be some of these, I'm doing the right things, and then the last bit of it, it's something's off, and it's either a miss or incompletion or something just not on the same page, or so that's the area that I really want to get on the same page with the guys. And then from my side of it is doing everything right, and then you miss, and so it's just sharp focus, and sharpening my focus even more, and just making sure, starting fast and having that sharp focus from the beginning.
What is the key to starting fast? I mean, everybody talks about it. Is it something that you can practice?
Yeah, something you can practice, but also something I think I think just like I keep using these analogies and references and stuff, but it's just like, you know, sometimes just seeing the first basket go in and getting your first completion and you know, just kind of seeing the, you know, the pass being caught, whatever pass it is, whether it's a deep shot, a intermediate, short, whatever it is, just, you know, finding that first completion and getting in, you know, getting into your receiver's hands or tight ends or whatever, and letting them go to work.
Man, that first part where he's talking about the accuracy and he just says, I'm doing everything right, but then something misses. It's weird because the way that the other people talk about it, the coaches talk about it, he's not doing everything right, and that's why something misses.
It's funny because this came up on Middays today when Grody was talking with Marshall and Layla.
On the better hit.
Yes.
Trying my best here.
What was the follow-up that you wish you had asked?
Yes, the follow-up I would have asked is, it's not, like, from watching his facial expressions, the body language, I would have asked him, are you saying that it's angsty because you're so close, that you're doing everything right, and then something just goes wrong at the end? So I would have asked him if he feels like he is close, and that is such a fine line. You do everything, you do 95% of the things right, and then one thing goes badly, like, that's a big deal. Still,
I'm just worried that he might think he's doing everything right and the coaches might not think he's doing everything right, frankly.
Well, I think something clearly does go wrong, because he says, whether himself or miscommunication with a wide receiver or a tight end or whomever.
Yeah, but when you're throwing it 8 feet over DJ Moore's head on the second pass of the game, that's not miscommunication.
Well, and we're trying to figure that. We're talking about this on Take the North today and some of Caleb's issues early on, and I can't call it in terms of what exactly it is, but he does, and I know this is like a simpleton answer, he does seem overamped a lot at the beginnings of games.
Yes!
I mean, overthrowing guys. So it's like, Weezy saying, well, maybe just like really conservative passes. We've seen a lot of the conservative passes that get overthrown. And I said, kind of half serious, half joking, why not just a go route? Like, just flip like a bomb on the first couple of plays. Just go for the money. Like, if he's that amped up and that arm is that strong, let it loose. And I don't know what the issue is. And obviously, Caleb can't quite express or put into words.
That's the part that concerns me.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong early on? What's wrong with the simple?
I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but we can go back to something that you've kind of felt about Caleb, where, remember, he would tell you, I don't feel nerves. I don't feel those things.
And that was not true.
I mean, it's...
We don't know, but you know what, Lawrence? I brought that up as well on the podcast, that we know that he has said that. He has stated that he doesn't have nerves, and maybe he doesn't feel nervous. But there's something. There's something.
Hey, man, it's young quarterbacks. We played the Kevin O'Connell, J.J. McCarthy thing earlier. It's like just getting relaxed and getting to be yourself. These are young kids learning some of this stuff.
I covered all of Jay's career as a Bear, and Jay was kind of like, I never felt like I was in the game until I got hit real good.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys, like, they just kind of click on at some point. I don't know what the mechanism is for Caleb, and I'm sure that they're trying to figure out like all sorts of different ways to engage him and to make sure that whatever that level of amped up is or
whatever
anxiety
is,
or whatever it is, how they want to get to the bottom of it so that he feels as comfortable as possible.
It's very, very interesting. Ben Johnson would tell you he needs more time on task.
yeah, he did.
How much time?
He will get into that, but the first part of this is that Ben Johnson does say that Caleb has taken well to coaching, but as you just indicated, Spiegs, the teaching process is apparently just getting started.
He's been receptive from the get-go. It's just been a matter of reps. I think Declan and I have talked about that up here. He just needs a million reps right now, and you know, we've probably gotten about 10,000. We're going to need another 100,000, you know, and we're working on it, and he's doing a great job taking it. There's some things that he's hearing for the first time, even after the game the other day. You know, I'm like, hey, next time we get this, we need to think, blah, 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 blah. And so that's part of it, and he's banking those reps. I think he does a good job with that library that we keep talking about, where he's going to be able to go back and reference those coaching points, and he'll be better for it in the long run. So, you know, we're working every single day. I just I feel so strongly about the process that we have in place with them right now that I know the gains are going to come.
So, look, we did the math, a little more than 200 years to get to a million reps if he does the work that an NFL quarterback
usually does. It takes that amount of time, man. There's a lot of quarterbacks who have taken 200 years to get good, Speaks. You know what I know.
I don't know. There's a lot of Bears fans who have that kind of time.
One of them's back playing for the Colts.
Yeah, he is. Let's go, Phil.
Phil has that kind of time.
Come on, kid. It's interesting because that still tells you the answer to one question that maybe some people have, maybe some people don't, and that is it's clear that Ben Johnson still has 100% faith in Caleb Williams, and the process is still on, and he still Ben Johnson knows what he still needs, and that is still, despite the hyperbole, time on task.
Yeah,
he needs another training camp.
I think you're on it, completely, Groats. I feel like that's what I was hearing him say. As much time as Caleb has spent, and I do think that they're coming out of last year, he worked really hard, but he didn't necessarily know how to work hard because he wasn't getting great coaching. Now he's getting the great coaching, and it's like, we need you to do more, and we're going to help you, but you're already behind because you had a year in the NFL with terrible coaching and not even close to what it is that we're asking you to do, which is why we came up with the idea that Caleb basically needs to be reclassified as a rookie because he's going through the stuff that a rookie quarterback would go through. And Ben Johnson told us in the summertime, that stuff he did last year doesn't really matter.
And I think that's the logical way to look at it. I mean, I feel like every single report that I did, especially in training camp and as the season has gone on, I haven't done it as much. But the disclaimer as always is, you can kind of scratch out what happened last year. And look, it's not all the coaching was bad. Caleb had his own issues. You know what I mean? I don't know that Caleb knew, as you indicated, Lawrence, what it meant to be a quarterback in the NFL. Off the field and on the field, because it is vastly different than it is in college in both of those aspects.
What else we got, Mark Grody?
How about Kevin Byard? The defense can afford to be a little bit better. They are 27th against the rush, 21st in defending the pass. We know the turnovers have been great, but there does need to be more, and here's Kevin Byard on that.
What's the next step for the defense? If something needs tightening up, something you'd like to see be better in these final games, what is the next step?
Just looking back at the last game, whatever it may be, obviously we have some explosive plays that we can't allow to happen. So that's one thing as far as on the back end, we got to tighten up with just the execution of different coverages, making sure we're on top of that. But then obviously late in the year, you got to be able to stop the run. Teams are going to want to be able to run the ball and then have play action off of that. So stopping the run first and foremost to be able to have the opportunity to defend guys on third down, because I think looking at the last game, Green Bay was 8 of 12 on third downs, but I think 7 of those third downs were 3 and less. So that means that they were really good on first and second down. So we have to be better on early downs to be able to get guys in the third and long, because we're really good on third and long. So I just think those are a couple things we just got to button up, but we're just continuing to get better.
And on that note, the third and two, what do you take away from that run and just how it was defended and what you guys can do differently? The Jacobs 21-yard run.
I mean, just missed tackles. I don't think we got to look too much into it. Obviously, I think we had the team defend it. You know what I mean? I think it's just really just finishing the play. That was a big play in the game. You know what I mean? We stop him, they probably kick a field goal, and that can probably change up how Ben calls the last drive because we was in field goal range, whatever it may be. But, just as a defense and guys on our team, we take a lot of pride in tackling and finishing plays, and I just don't think we finished right there.
Yeah, they've been very good at tackling by the numbers in terms of the number of missed tackles has been very low, but that was a brutal moment. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize it's 27th in rushing yards per game.
When you take the ball away, some of those statistics don't matter.
100%.
Right.
But when you don't, it's glaring.
Exposed is really what it is.
And him talking about them needing to tighten up the coverage, we spent a lot of time trying to dissect what went wrong.
So much time.
Yeah, and you end up in man coverage, and you go, oh, they didn't have the personnel. Speaking of which, Groats, you've been around Kyler Gordon since he got here. How do you feel they feel about where Kyler Gordon is at right now?
I heard you guys playing the cut coming in and listening to Ben Johnson sort of just throw his arms up like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, you know, he hasn't really been healthy since I've been here. So I think that, like, in my time covering football on a full-time basis, which has been since 2018, what I've learned about coaches is they could be a little bit heartless when it comes to injured players. Like, you can't help me. So what am I supposed to say about this player who has been completely unhelpful to me? I think that's what Ben Johnson is saying. We all know how talented of a player Kyler Gordon is, maybe the best slot cornerback in the league when he is right, when he is on. But right now, Ben Johnson is saying, I don't know what to tell you guys because he ain't helping me.
And he's not one of his guys. Like, he doesn't have a lot of – the Bears have a huge investment in Kyler.
Yep.
But Ben Johnson doesn't have one.
Hey, that reminds me of DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Big investment by the team, not necessarily a big investment by Ben.
Why are we not seeing DJ Moore do more?
It's a great question because every single time that – we, even previous to this, and this was like, this is rock bottom for DJ in terms of his lack of production in a game, and it's obviously not all on him, but whenever we ask DJ about it, he goes into the mode of, I don't care. I'll do whatever I have to do mode. You know that he wants it more. I don't, you know what I compare it to a little bit? And I don't know if this is a proper analogy, is when Justin Fields became the quarterback and all of a sudden there was nothing with Allen Robinson. And previously, Allen Robinson had a great connection with Mitch Trubisky. It's the same situation now with DJ Moore. DJ Moore had a great time with Justin Fields, and there just isn't. And this was going on last year, too. They get along great. All of that stuff, they have made that point to us in the locker room. Those two guys don't seem to have a great on-field chemistry, and sometimes that's just it.
We're going to do it the Caleb way, and we'll go from there. Nuggets, tidbits, quotes. Looking at an injury report here in front of me, it's a walkthrough, so yes. It's an estimation.
Extremely important to point that out. Very much an estimate. We were just talking about Kyler Gordon. For people who don't know, he would have been out of the practice today. Specifically on that, Ben Johnson said today that it's to be determined whether he's going to play again this year. And he said, Ben Johnson, quote, coming out of the Packers pregame, it didn't look very good. That's pretty ominous to me. Mm-hmm. Travis Homer would have been a did not practice. Good to see Roma Dunze would have been limited. Tyreek Stevenson, limited. Alamide Zaccheaus, limited. Another one of those highly paid guys on defense. Ruben Hippolyte, shoulder injury, full. And Jalen Johnson, good to see him as a full participant. A couple other things. Kevin Byard predicting that the Bears, and being realistic, saying that the Bears are probably going to need 11 wins on this season to get into the big dance. And if you want more later on today, actually, I'm not sure when the latest TTN drops. We recorded today. It's a pretty big Caleb episode. It's a lot. We went through some of the other stuff, but TTN was a lot of Caleb Williams. If you need it, if you can handle it. And I don't know if you can handle it.
If you're strong enough.
I don't know if you can handle it. And I hope this went well, guys. I hope you felt like I was giving you 18. My best stuff. If not, I'm a free agent after the football season.
Well, no. Now I think we know that you lied to the midday show.
You lied. That's to what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are going to have to vote on what the better hit was, I guess.
Mm. It was this one. By the way, speaking of the midday show, we're going to give you an opportunity right now for a very special Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park next Tuesday, December 16th, with special guest Noah Sewell, hosted by the great Layla Rahimi. It's sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, and number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. It's also brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP.
This samples
is my city. Remy samples.
Pretty sick, huh?
Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670, and we will hook you up with some tickets for Football After Dark. If you've never been a part of these are great no matter who hosts them, but Layla has a real knack for getting people to say stuff, and they've been great. So you should want to go and check out Noah Sewell at Moretti's next week.
So when we come back, thanks, Gross. When we come back, the biggest story in the NFL today, we think it might just be an elaborate bit. We think that this all might be just setting up some kind of Super Bowl commercial or something. We're trying to figure out what this is. We'll explain. You'll hear the guy in question next on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
The story, you know, for this offense, they had LaDainian Tomlinson. They draft Phillip Rivers. Everyone's thinking, ah, Drew Brees is done. Think that's much of a turnaround there in one season?
Something funny is happening in late night. Starting January 3rd, Craig Ferguson is the new host of the Late Late Show. Right after Letterman, right here on CBS, America's most watched network.
I loved Craig Ferguson's show.
Oh, absolutely. That's from the rookie year of Phillip Rivers, when the Craig Ferguson show was about to launch in late night on CBS. And now Phillip Rivers, at age 44, has come back to the NFL. He's on the practice squad for the Colts. And today he met the media. And we're not convinced it's actually a thing.
Yeah,
that's real.
It's a very strange thing that's going on here, where he has given up his opportunity to be on the Hall of Fame ballot by going back and playing with the Colts. And he practiced today. But here's how he walked up to the lectern.
All right. No Zoom. Let's go.
Because his last year was the COVID year.
So he slides into the frame kind of like Chris Collinsworth, and I saw just that snippet, and I'm like, Tanny, is this a bit? Are they just setting up like an Apple TV show that's like a fake story here?
And then Phillip Rivers in pluribus.
Or what's the one? Is it Chad Powers? It's Glenn Powell?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Like, is this something like that? Like, what's happening here? And then Tanny watched the whole thing and has more glory for us to listen to.
Here's what Phillip 1L had to say about why he came back and gave away being on the Hall of Fame ballot.
An organization that I really enjoyed being with, you know, Mr. Irsay believing in me in that year in 2020 when it didn't go so good in 2019, and shoot, the teammates that I was able to were able to play with, shoot, 14 of them are still here. Training rooms the same, you know, PR guys are the same, equipment rooms the same. They wanted me. And, you know, I try to keep it as simple as that. And, you know, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing. Certainly, I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again. I kind of thought that ship had sailed. But something about it excited me. And it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it. And I know that there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen. But the only way to find out is going for it. And I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play and cut it loose with your guys in the game you love to play. The dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time. So I really kept it as simple as that. And, you know, you mentioned the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's been a real it's a real honor to be mentioned with those other 25 guys, certainly. But you know, I'm not holding my breath on that, and I hadn't been counting down the years. I mean, and with all respect to the Hall, and if one day I can be a part of that group, it will be special, no question about it. But the extension of that time, if that comes to be, was not a factor in my thinking.
What were you doing Sunday night? I mean, when Shane called you, or Chris called you, I guess it was Shane.
Well, I saw the injury live when that happened. I mean, I kind of just, in my mind, I was like, what in the world? I was like, you know, just kind of how crazy it's been with the quarterback position. And I have to admit, I thought, well, I wonder if Shane will call later, you know. But kind of thinking, I don't know, you know. And so it was one of those deals. I was like, shoot, you know, you immediately, the competitor in you, and you get kind of excited, like, man, shoot, are you serious, you know. And I was like, well, we'll see, you know. And then Monday morning, it kind of sped up a little bit. And I just said, well, I got to get up there and throw. It's one thing if I, you know, throw the ball here in this out back and to a stationary target and it feels pretty good. But maybe y'all look at it and say, eh, you know. So I was like, I want y'all to be honest. Let me just get up there. Again, I've not given any thought of actually, you know, playing again until about 48 hours ago, to be honest with you.
Wow.
So these guys go back a ways.
Shane Steichen had two stints in San Diego while Philip was the quarterback there.
See, that's important because I didn't realize that. I knew, obviously, the Chris Ballard and the Indy thing and the fondness there, but it's Shane Steichen who's like, they got the thing. So now he's like, I wonder if Shane's going to call.
Well, the rumor is, I've heard a couple people talk about this, that Philip, 1-0, has been coaching high school ball, and he's been using Shane's offense, and the two have been talking about that. So if you're thinking, like, is their ramp-up process, they've been talking about offense for a while.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah, he's been coaching down in Alabama.
Roll Tide.
And so he's been using Shane Steichen's offense, so he's locked in, so he's got a full understanding of it. That makes it a little bit more interesting. He's got the Seattle defense.
Enjoy that.
The Seattle Seahawks.
the people who chase you around the most.
The last 2 weeks, the Seattle defense has forced 8 turnovers and allowed a combined 9 points. That's what they've done the last 2 weeks. That Colts schedule is absurd.
It really is.
They got 4 incredibly difficult games. And they're 8-5 now, tied with the Texans.
And they're very desperate, and it's not like there's just a bunch of quarterbacks out there, and the trade deadline is come and gone. So you kind of have to be like, who's on the couch? Who's available? Who can we get up to speed quickly? And you come up with this.
It's all just might be setting up a Super Bowl commercial.
For Ozempic, especially if you listen to the way this last question was answered.
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked up the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. So I'm gonna, they you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there, and it's like, well, they knew that for 16-17 years. So
that's on how much he weighs. I don't know.
He's lying, because that's the first thing they're gonna do when they get you in the building.
Well, you think so?
Yes, they're going to weigh him. They're going to give him a physical. You know, all that stuff that kept Frank Ragnow from being a Lion again.
Yeah, they might overlook some of that stuff. If you're Shane Steichen, he's all right. He's all right. We just need him to get back and throw passes.
So you're thinking of like the Colts and their media room, and then like you pull back, and it's like, hey, Ozempic, or Apple TV Plus,
or Tostitos. So I get it.
Or Cheez-Its.
Remember when I told you I didn't know what I weighed? That's because I've been hanging out watching football, eating these Tostitos, and they're delicious. And now I'm going to have some more. Let's watch the game together. I wasn't going to play. I'm too old for that.
Notre Dame isn't going to the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl, but I sure am. Who's got two thumbs and going to the Cheez-Its Bowl? Me.
The old, you know, Snickers not going anywhere for a while. It's like a quarterback comes out of the game. You're in, Rivers. What? He's eating the Snickers.
What? No way. I don't want to play. That was all a bit. Wow. It's what an amazing thing. I didn't know that about the offense, that he's been running the offense that he might have to step
That's
into.
That's the word on the street, that he and Shane Steichen have been comparing notes on how offenses are run. They know each other from way back. That's probably why they were in touch, and why he was like, well, I wonder if he'll call me. I'm just sitting here on the couch thinking about football.
Man, it's going to be fascinating. Like, how fast do you put him in then? I mean, it's like, this is a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback.
You might have no choice.
Because Riley Leonard is hurt. Did you see their estimated injury report today?
No.
I'd mean either. I'm asking you. Alex, did you see their estimated injury report today?
All I know is that Philip Wono has a kid older than Riley Leonard.
It's incredible. That's
who he's in the quarterback room with.
What a world. What?
Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy
when
stuff.
We come back, another edition of Spiegel and Holmes Find Out. It's next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome to
Spiegel and Holmes.
Finds out, and today we're going to find out what this sound is.
Other than that, you had to like that
one. Chicken Monday, baby. It's a Victory Chicken Monday followed by, I don't know, I got to get your boy's phone number, a Victory Pizza Tuesday.
I can pass that along to you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's John Kuhn, the longtime fullback in the NFL, currently a midday talk show host up in Green Bay who has a victory chicken tradition of his own. It shocked us to hear that.
Yeah, I must have gone through every Green Bay Packers game story from the Mike McCarthy era and could not find any proof of Green Bay Packers victory chicken. Even, you know, John Kuhn played 1 year under Bill Cowher, which how cool is that, by the way? Wow. Pennsylvania guy playing for Cowher. We'll talk to him about that next time. But like, so that's why we could not find anything, because actually John Kuhn earlier on the show today with Rami, more on him later, actually had the proof of the historical context, and it turns out there's a simple reason why I have not been able to locate any audio or articles about Victory Chicken.
So what they take issue with is they think they invented Victory Chicken, John Kuhn.
That's how naive they are in Chicago about their football team, about their quarterbacks, about their slogans. Victory Chicken has been going on longer than sports radio.
I'll be real with
you. Victory Chicken has been going on forever. Nobody owns it. Nobody officially has it. It has been going on forever. In fact, who created Victory Chicken? Napoleon Bonaparte, after he won the Battle of Menanga back in 1800. He created Victory Chicken.
Because the first time I ever heard Victory Chicken was probably 20 years ago on The Score.
Well, we were enjoying Victory Chicken, John. They were enjoying Moral Victory Monday.
And I still didn't get my pizza.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Who's that third voice in there?
It must be their producer.
Maybe
we'll find out in a second here.
Brandon Snidey, I believe, is
there. Keep your mouth shut.
So that's pretty cool. Napoleon Victory Chicken, well played, John Kuhn. But Speaks,
yeah.
You haven't paid up yet?
No.
Why? We also have a problem because 3 hours ago, John Kuhn tweeted at 670 The Score and at Speegs and Holmes. Still no pizza.
Oh, boy.
Still no Packers hat on your desk. Dare I say, sore losers?
Well, you never agreed to the Packers hat, but
the pizza.
No. I did agree to the hat on the desk, but it was for the week leading up to the next game. Next week.
Okay.
So I don't need to pay off the hat, John. Maybe you don't remember things that are actually said on your show.
Wow.
Not alone on our show. But the pizza, no, he's exactly right.
Why haven't we pay our bets here at The Score.
We do.
I'm getting his address. We will send him some pizza.
He was going to reach out to me after I heard. Yeah, send it to the station. It's a great call. I thought after I heard Rami say, "I'll give you the number," that I was going to then hear from.
And how
John.
About Rami beating the allegations of being a double kid? You know, he's doing shows with John Kuhn during the week, and then he's doing Wrigleyville remotes on the weekend. But that was good, providing the historical context. Matter of fact, we got a special guest here, Rami. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, gentlemen, how are we?
What's up, Rami?
I was hurt, boys. I was hurt. I gotta admit, I was called a double agent.
Triple agent.
My guys on the Spiegel and Holmes show. A double agent, gentlemen. That one hurt.
Triple agent.
What even is a triple agent? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. You have to take that up with Lawrence. That's Sammy throws around aspersions. He casts them around.
All I know is he used to be our guy. Yeah. All of a sudden,
I'm still Packers, your guy. I'm
Packers
on right
win.
After you.
It's like, oh, now he's on, let me cozy
is he on
up.
Tonight? He's on tonight right after.
Yes.
Rami, it's confusing. Here's the deal. You're our guy.
Oh,
okay?
Packers radio starting at 6 o'clock. Right. Here on The Score, huh?
And then your host shows up there. So that's the double agent, right? But up there, you say that you're a Bears fan.
And a Cubs fan.
So you're actually a triple agent. Is that where you're going, Lawrence?
Yes.
I nailed it.
I wear my fandom on my sleeve. During Bears-Packers week, literally every day of the week, I'm covered in Bears gear head to toe. When I say head to toe, I mean from my hat down to my Bears Crocs. I wear my fandom on my sleeve.
He said Crocs.
And yes, I did. And I got to fight off Packers fans every day I come in here.
I get it every day.
And then I turn on the station I grew up listening to, and my guy's Spiegel and Holmes, and I'm getting accused of being a double agent and stealing chicken bits?
Yeah.
I did nothing of the sort.
I don't know. I didn't think that you stole the chicken bit. I couldn't figure out what was happening. We still don't. I mean, look, Victory Chicken, it wasn't 20 years ago. Okay, we're not that old. Pally. It was about 16 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, when Dan McNeil brought in half a bucket of chicken wings left over from Slapshot Ed, and we called it Victory Chicken.
And that was a week before Napoleon did it.
That's an excellent point. But where, so it, do we, Victory Chicken, Kuhn is still saying what? That it,
he never said where it originated. No. Trying to throw Napoleon at us is some BS.
I agree.
I don't know where it originated. I was telling him, the first time I heard it was on The Score, and I thought it, because
first time he heard it too.
I don't remember who was the sponsor, but there was some sponsor that would bring in chicken for the whole station on
Popeyes.
That. I thought it was
Spinning Bucky.
And then we had Joe's Stone Crab for a while. There have been legit sponsors. Now we've taken it over.
I thought it was just a thing that was born of sponsorship, of radio sponsorship. That was literally what I've thought all these years.
It was more of a tail wags the dog, where like you kind of joked about it on the air, and it was like, well, wait, we could probably get sponsorship for this, and then it becomes a thing. Man, I miss Joe. They would bring like a tray.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Of chicken over here.
It was really, truly, utterly delicious.
No, but Kuhn claims he's been celebrating Victory Chicken going back to his high school playing days. I guess this is a thing, gentlemen.
What is he, Ben Johnson? Is he going to claim good, better, best next?
Billy Williams Hall of Fame speech.
That's where Victory Chicken first showed up, in Billy Williams Hall of Fame speech.
But it makes sense, and you guys did. It wasn't in the clip that you guys played it, but how old is the saying "winner winner chicken dinner"? Like that's been around for forever.
And
I think this has been a thing. I think this has been a thing for a long time, guys. I thought it was a Score thing. Now I'm learning that it's like a thing.
All right, Rami, I will text you and get John Kuhn's information, and you tell me where to send the pizza, and I am on the case.
Sounds good.
I need to pay off my bet. And are we going to see you next Friday at the Brat Stop?
I will be at the Brat Stop next Friday, sir.
In a Packers jersey.
No! Decked out in Bears gear. Lawrence, how dare you? You're my guy. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
We're looking forward to that well-worn Brett Favre jersey that you're going to pull out.
Speaking of Crocs.
Rami, what's on the show tonight? You got Leroy Butler at 7.
Donald Driver's going to be on at 6:30.
Rock McCarron.
Wayne Larrabee for the 7 o'clock hour.
I did have Wayne Larrabee on last time I was on these airways, but that was to preview Packers and Bears.
More arrogance.
That was for.
Yeah, I understand.
Now we have Herm Edwards at 6:25, Scott Baer from the Marquee Sports Network at 7, and Ross Tucker coming up at 8 o'clock.
Heck, yes, sir. That sounds like a good football show. Like a
very good football show. Thank you, Rami. You're the best.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, that's Rami. He's a Bears fan working in Green Bay and pretending he's... No, he's just doing it. Next Friday, the 19th of December, Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. So Raheemi Harris and Grody will be there, then we'll be there, and several folks from the fan in Milwaukee. Next Friday, the 19th, from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Kenosha Subaru for all you do. Kenosha Subaru.
For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, for that Triple Agent Rami Makhlouf, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support that you show us every single day. We will do our best. Our absolute best to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. Wani's going to be on the show. Rami is coming up next, and he's got a bang up football show for you. Don't go anywhere. It's next on The Score.
Whatever. It's always, how can I put it? Always annoying to hear from you guys. but you know, if this makes your day a little bit better, then you know, I guess that's good for you. I don't know who else it's good for. I doubt it. I know it's not good for me. I doubt it's good for anybody listening. But it's good for you guys, and so great. I guess you'll just keep doing it whenever you feel like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.